Weiter sagt der Heilige Mishnah, Masechtes Ahalos, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Beis. So we learned in the previous Mishnah, sometimes Reuven touches the maize, Shimon comes into contact with Reuven, but that's it. There's no Levi. Only two steps. Sometimes it can go three steps. Ketzad Shloisha. What is the case of where it goes three steps? Zakta Mishnah. Kelim hanoigim b'meis. If you have a keli that touches a mace, the keli is an aviyah avois hatumah. What? The mace is an aviyah avois hatumah. But if the keli touches a mace, the keli goes down to avatumah, right? Wrong. You told me in the previous Mishnah that if Reuven touches the mace is an aviyah avois hatumah, and Reuven goes down to avatumah. Mm-hmm. If Reuven touches the mace, if a person touches the mace, and a chanami, while the mace is an aviyah avois hatumah, the person goes down to avatumah. But if a keli touches the keli stays on the same level. The mace is an aviyah avois hatumah, and the keli is an aviyah avois hatumah. So again, kelim hanoigim b'mace. If a keli touches the mace, the keli is an avatumah. The kelim b'kelim, and if other kelim touch these first kelim that touch the mace, they are an aviyah avois hatumah. But the second set of kelim, if another keli touches the keli that touched the mace, that goes down to avatumah. The kelim b'kelim, the second step over here. Again, the keli that touched the keli that touched the mace goes down to avatumah. The keli that touched the mace is an aviyah avois hatumah, like the mace itself. The keli that touches the keli who touched the mace goes down to avatumah. Both the first keli that touched the mace and the second keli that touched the first keli are tamei and tumas shiva, are tamei for 7 days. And that also means they need the parah aduma, day number 3 and 7. But the hashlishi, if a third set of kelim touched the second set that touched the first set that touched the mace, not necessarily kelim. Even if a person touched the kelim that touched the keli that touched the mace. So he's the number 3. The keli that touched the mace is 1, the keli that touched that keli is 2, and the person who touched the keli is 3. So bein adam, bein kelim, number 3 here is a rishon l'tumah, with tmei and tumas arav. Once again, the keli that touches the mace stays in aviyah avois hatumah. The second keli that touches the first keli goes down to avatumah. Both are tamei tumas shiva. Now, whether it's a person or a keli that touches the second keli, he goes down, or that keli goes down to rishon l'tumah and is only tamei for the day. How do I know this? That if a keli touches a mace, it stays in aviyah avois hatumah? I thought whatever touches always goes down one level of tumah. When the person touches the mace, he goes down to avatumah. How come a keli stays aviyah avois hatumah? And the answer is it's learned from a pasuk. The Torah says, V'choyla sheyiga al pnei hasada b'chalal cherev oy b'meis. Yitma shivas yamin. So you're telling me, a person that touches the mace is tamei 7 days. Why does the Torah have to say if someone touched someone that was killed by a sword? The word cherev appears to be extra. A mace is metama. Does it make a difference if he was killed by a sword or some other way? The reason the Torah mentions sword is to teach us cherev harei kechalo. When the Torah says halal cherev, halal means a dead person. Halal means empty. He was emptied of his neshama. The cherev is like the halal. Just like the halal, the guf without the neshama, is an aviyah avois hatumah, the cherev, the sword, is also an aviyah avois hatumah. Is it only a cherev? Is it other things as well? The Bat Tanura says other things as well. Like, let's say, wooden kelim that you could toivel in a mikveh, or even begodim. Only exception would be kli cheres. Otherwise, any keli that touches a mace stays in aviyah avois hatumah. Some of the Rishonim hold it's just metal. But that's our case in our Mishnah. Our case in our Mishnah is a keli, whether it's metal or a different kind of keli, but it's a type of keli that touched a mace. So the keli is step 1. But that keli stays in aviyah avois hatumah. It touches another keli. That's step 2. That other keli goes down to avatumah. And that other keli touches a person or a keli. That step 3, person or keli, are still tamei, but they go down to rishon l'tumah. The first two are tamei tumas shiva because they are, respectfully, aviyah avois hatumah and avatumah. The third step, the person that touched the keli, that touched the keli, or the keli that touched the keli, that touched the keli, goes down to Rishon L'Tumah, and therefore it's only Tameh for the day.